This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State began its spring semester on Tuesday of this week, a week where our country saw Joseph R. Biden sworn in as the 46th President of the United States, and a week where we saw COVID numbers continue to escalate across the country, although with some headway being made locally, with fewer people needing COVID hospitalization here in Muncie than in previous months. Life goes on in many ways, and returning today to give us an update on life resuming on the Ball State campus amid the pandemic is University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Good morning, Stan. Good to be with you.
We have a new semester that started here at Ball State, and we also have a pandemic that's continuing. It seems to be continually blazing across the country. How is the Ball State campus doing with its COVID numbers and in general in the middle of this pandemic now?
As you say, the new semester has begun, and it's always gratifying to me, and I suspect to you as well, and uplifting when our students return to campus. And so I put the semester in a little bit of context. Last spring semester started off just fine, and then, of course, was disrupted by the arrival of the pandemic. And then in the fall semester, we had to endure and overcome the substantial ongoing challenges of the pandemic. And so I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that this semester, this spring semester, will be our transition, will continue our transition back to more normal activities by the late spring or early summer. And you commented on some of those numbers, and certainly there's reason to be concerned and cautious, but I also think there are reasons to be encouraged, to be optimistic. I'm encouraged by how our students, our faculty and staff continue to comply, very high compliance with those key safety and health protocols. And if that compliance continues as it did in the fall semester, I think we'll be able to continue to mitigate the spread of the virus in our campus community. I'm also encouraged not just by our students' compliance with those masking protocols, physical distancing, but as you know, we had a pre-arrival testing protocol, and I'm encouraged that there was very, very high rate of compliance by our students with that protocol. And I was encouraged also that when I saw the data yesterday, a relatively low positivity rate among the students. It was about 2.5%, which is substantially lower than the positivity rate that exists here in Delaware County or in the state of Indiana. So I'm encouraged by those facts on campus, and also encouraged by what I'm hearing out in the community. I heard your interview yesterday morning with Jeff Bird, and that presently the lowest number of COVID patients at Ball Memorial Hospital since September. That's an encouraging statistic. And I also heard an important statistic, which is a future predictor of where the virus is going, is that the reproductive rate, the reproduction rate of the virus now is below one. And when it's below one, it means that for every person who gets infected, they infect less than one other person on average. And I understand that that rate is now 0.9 in Indiana, which is the lowest reproductive rate in Indiana since last March with the advent of the pandemic. So yes, the statistics are still concerning, but there are emerging trends that suggest that we're on a path to a brighter day.
What roles do you wish Ball State to play with COVID vaccinations? Because now that President Biden has issued executive orders to step up production of vaccines and syringes and anything else involved in vaccinating people, I am sure that state officials across the country are waiting to get new resources and directives and the like. What role do you see the university having?
We're prepared and have offered to provide any support, any role that we can play in helping to accelerate administering vaccines here in East Central Indiana. So our colleagues here at the university are in consultation with state public health officials, with Delaware County public health officials, and of course with our friends and colleagues at Ball Memorial. We've offered, as I say, to assist in any way in delivering and administering the vaccines when they become more widely available to the general public. I'll have more information for you in the next few weeks. It's very likely, virtually certain, that we'll have facilities available on our campus and probably some staff who will assist with those operational or logistical aspects. We are enthusiastically prepared to participate.
Let's shift gears over to finances right now. I recall a year ago, the university took out a $50 million line of credit, not that it's been used. But how are the university's finances now, a year into the pandemic?
We didn't have to tap into that line of credit at all. In fact, last year, we finished the year as of June 30th with a modest positive operating margin for last fiscal year. That result was helped in part by federal money that we received as a result of the CARES Act, the legislation that was passed in Congress last March or April. And then through the first half of this current fiscal year, we are presently on target to complete this year as budgeted, notwithstanding the extraordinary challenges that continue to exist on our campus and in our community. Now, I'll know more about those future projections after we get the final registration numbers for this spring semester, and of course, after we have registrations for the summer semester. We're awaiting information and awaiting our university's allocation of the most recent federal relief legislation that was signed by President Trump right after Christmas. We need those resources, and we also need guidance from the Department of Education as to how we can use those resources. So that will also certainly help us. So I think, you know, I would summarize it this way. We have been able to weather this storm because our financial position was strong before the storm hit us in March. We have a long history of being prudent. But also, we've been able to weather the storm because since it hit in March, our faculty and staff all across campus have demonstrated extraordinary dedication to our students and to our mission. And so I just want to make sure you and all your listeners know how deeply grateful I am to our faculty and staff for their service and support during this extraordinary challenge.
Well, President Mearns, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck to you here as the semester progresses.
Thank you, Stan. Look forward to being with you again soon.
And again, we thank you for your time. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.